This piece was brought to you by White Oak Pastures, whiteoakpastures.com,
heritageradionetwork.org.
Business. 450,000 acres of New York State farmland have been paved over to make way for shopping malls or housing development since the early 1980s. This threat to farmland triggered New York State to start protecting its regional supply of food. In 1996, the Farmland Protection Program was established. Each year, this program gives money to individual New York State farms that want to reinvest in their farms by building a new barn, buying more acres, or upgrading old equipment. To get these funds, farmers must agree to permanently protect their farmland from development. To do so, they enter into what is called a conservation easement. A conservation easement is a legal document that ensures farmland will be used as a working farm for all future generations. The document travels with the deed to the land that a farmer's children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren will have to abide by its terms. This means the land will never be turned into a shopping center or condos. Rather, it will remain productive farmland eternally. We spoke with David Haight, the New York State Director of American Farmland Trust, an organization that works to protect farmland nationally, about why it was so important for these agreements to be permanent.
Good, healthy soil is a resource that you really can't farm without. You know, it's an ingredient like clean water and people that is pretty fundamental to growing food. And it's something that if you can address the problem in the short term, that's great. But boy, if we can come up with permanent solutions, that's even more important so that we're not just solving a problem today, but we're creating resources that will be there forever for future generations.
This program was meant to be seen by farmers as an alternative to selling their land to developers. From 1996 to 2008, the program funded the permanent protection of over 73,000 acres of farmland. Funding came from the New York State's Environmental Protection Fund. But in 2008, the nation's economy came to a screeching halt. The budget for this program was slashed from $30 million to $5 million, and the Farmland Protection Program got put on hold. So they stopped taking new applications from farms. It has now been 5 years since they accepted an application from a new farm. But during that time, developers continue to approach farmers with the prospect of selling their farms for lots and lots of money. As 2013 comes to a close, Governor Cuomo is again hard at work on his executive budget for the following year. The American Farmland Trust and its regional partner organizations are urging Governor Cuomo to jumpstart the state's Farmland Protection Program by making sure that his 2014 executive budget includes increased funding for the program to $25 million to cover both outstanding and new farmland conservation projects. They also hope that farms can start submitting new applications before the end of 2013. David Haight gave us some insight into how New York State stacks up to our neighbors.
The state of New York has provided roughly $100 million to permanently protect over 200 farms. So that's a significant investment. Compare that with the state of Pennsylvania, just to our south. They've now invested more than $700 million in permanently protecting agricultural land. And now they're getting close to permanently protecting about 500,000 acres, roughly a half million acres of land is going to be permanently available for farming and growing food in Pennsylvania. And so that's a factor of 10 compared to what we've been able to accomplish here in New York. So we made some important steps forward here, but boy, we've got a lot of work to be done.
To find out more about the American Farmland Trust, visit their website, newyork.farmland.org. Stay tuned to heritageradionetwork.org for more coverage of the state of New York State farms. For heritageradionetwork.org, I'm Leah Eden.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The songs used in this piece are Dote by 813 and Say You Are Gonna by Cesped. Thanks for listening.